Could you talk about the clinical research data that we have right now with regorafenib?
Yeah, I mean, this is another sort of pleasant surprise, is you got a drug that has a somewhat overlapping target profile as sorafenib. You know, I think a drug that a lot of us have the sense is a somewhat similar agent in some ways. And I frankly would not have expected a positive second-line trial in patients who failed sorafenib. So the fact that it was pretty impressive for regorafenib as a compound. Also, the fact that the benefit seen was fairly similar to what was seen in the first-line study of sorafenib is impressive. So this is a real advance. It will be interesting to see if regorafenib perhaps supplants sorafenib as a first-line choice, you know, given that. But for now, I think is a more than decent second-line option for patients who have failed sorafenib.
What was the advantage seen when regorafenib was compared to standard therapy?
Against placebo, basically, we were looking at almost 3 months. It was a similar average benefit as what was seen with sorafenib in the first line.
So it was against placebo.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Interesting.